Today's daf is daf lamed dalet. Good morning for a brand new week. Eliezer's brand new haircut.
And we are popeless. And we are popeless.
And we are popeless. That's right. You never know what a new day will bring.
Yeah, right. No, it's a shame a man that successful never married.
You know? You never know. Anyway, we don't have our Saba Josh around, so I guess I'll do the honors. We're up to the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Dalet. It's even a new avir at the beginning of a new week. This is great. Zork the Halakha
Mishnah.
Ha'over lifnei ha'teva v'ta'a ya'avor acher tachtav. Even though normally a person shouldn't jump to be the one to be the shliach tzibur, and not only that, he should actually resist a little bit, you know. Just as a matter of formality, somebody says to you, well, you know, maybe I'm not really roy to be the shliach tzibur. However, if the chazan has gone to pot, and just simply can't, you lost his track, and you're reminding him he just can't get going again. It's time for someone to go and take his place. At that point, nobody should be hesitant. Just go up there and take his place. And mehechan hu matchil. At what point do you begin? Mitchilat habiracha sheta'a zeh. You start from the beginning of the bracha that got messed up. In other words, you don't continue on with the words that he said. There's actually an interesting machlokas between the achronim as to why this is true. Is it that there's, is it just because of the din of a hefsek? Because it was a hefsek, you now need to begin. Or is there for some reason a din of shomer ka'onim that has to be from one person? You can't be saying amen to a bracha where the other person is no longer here and it's being misuyam with another person. There's all kinds of fascinating implications in terms of the din of how shomer ka'onim works and so on. Ha'over lifnei ha'teva lo ya'aneh amen achar ha'kohanim mipnei ha'tiruf. And this is a fascinating halacha. This comes up very often. You're the chazan, and you're the one who's saying the birkat kohanim to the kohanim. And they say it. Do you say amen? So here the Mishnah says, don't say amen because you're liable to get confused. You see, I mean, you're supposed to be the one that's going to be saying now the next word, and you'll forget where you were up to. Even if there's no other Kohen but him, now there's actually a machlokas. When I say either, that's the way that we even. That's the way that we pass. There's some who bring a raya that the meaning of Ve'im Ein Sham Kohen Elohu is that therefore they didn't call up Kohanim. Because if there's only one Kohen, they don't say Kohanim. If you're not called as Kohanim, then you don't have a chiv to go up, and therefore it's better not to go up. And that's when this is said. Others say that means even if the beggar says, even if there's no other Kohen but him, nonetheless, lo yisad kapav, he shouldn't be lo se kapav if he is the chazan. Whereas, im haftachatov, should lo se at kapav b'chozer l'tfilato rashai. If he's sure of himself, that he doesn't get a little bit confused because of stage fright and so on, and he's able to just go right back and get into Sim Shalom instead of getting confused about what he's saying, then he's allowed to. There are some who say that, you think, I don't know, see, here's the Shaila, we're about to have a machlokas whether you can go on from where you are. Just add in what was missing, in which case we could have Saba Josh say Zakter Halakha Mishnah, or whether you'd have to start all the way from the beginning, in which case it's probably a Tircha de Tzibura and so on. What do you say, Saba Josh?
I say Zakter Halakha Mishnah.
There you go. You said it. So some say that because nowadays we have a Sidur Tfilah, this isn't really a problem. You simply have your place in the Sidur. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that, you know, it's sort of people do it and you're not mocha and, you know, it doesn't depend on the individual anymore and so on. What's interesting is it's not mashmim. But that if somebody does it, so it's okay. It's like it says here, Rishai.
Yeah. See people doing it,
as a Dover portion. Yeah. So again, they're not Kaminas, as I said, whether if they were Kairi Kayanim, if they weren't Kairi Kayanim, if they're Kairi already, then they have a bigger fiat. Yeah. In any event, it's an interesting thesis over here that discusses the question. I should mention that the Shaila of whether you're Haftachato, and you're sure about yourself, is that true about Amen as well? Or is it only about the Kohen? Some say the Amen is different because the problem with the Kohen saying what he's saying is, as Rashi says here, is stage fright. He mata tzibur. So im haptachato is in terms of if he's sure that he doesn't suffer from any stage fright. He's used to doing this, and you know, he's the chazan, and he turns around and says, okay. But when it comes to Amen, over there's a problem of kavanah. Guy's into the Birkat Kohanim, he's being Mechave, and then he may get confused, not because of Emat HaTzibur, but for other reasons. In fact, the Magen Avraham maybe shouldn't say Amen, even if he is a Muftach.
Amen for what?
Amen, if he's the Chazan, and he just said to them, V'chunecha, and they say V'chunecha, he should say Amen, because maybe he'll get confused as to where he's holding and so on, and that's a different reason. Again, Lamaisa, the minhag has become in this also to be mekel because you have a sidur tefillah, you put your finger on where the place is and you continue to read. But the Tosis raises the question of whether the chazan should be saying kohanim. In other words, he's got a different problem. He wonders why it is that the Gemara only speaks, the Mishnah here only addresses the confusion. What about the hefsek?
I'm saying Amen.
Yeah, I mean, isn't there a hapsaka? You're in the middle of your tefillah. Why are you saying Amen? So he says, apparently, this is all considered to be part of the Seder HaTefillah. Since Birkat Kohanim is part of the Seder HaTefillah, so the Amen to Birkat Kohanim is part of the Seder HaTefillah, even for the Shas. But what about the Kriya of the Kohanim to come up? Say the word Kohanim. So Rabbeinu Tam says that the Shliach Tzibur himself cannot do that, because that's definitely a hafsaka. You need somebody else in the Tzibur to do it. And there's an interesting side point, that's the reason I'm telling you over this Tosfos, Tosfos says that even though we find in Sotah, Masechet Sotah, so it says, Lishnayim Korei Kohanim. You're supposed to be Korei, if there's two Kohanim, you say Kohanim. He says that's not referring to the Shliach Tzibur. That's clearly referring to the Chazan. Sha'achazan Omer Lehem. Now, of course, to us, we call the Shliach Tzibur a Chazan. The Tosfos goes out of his way to explain Chazan Lav Hainu Shliach Tzibur. Don't confuse the Chazan with the Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur isn't a Chazan. A chazan has nothing to do with singing or saying things to the tzibur. A chazan is more like what we call the gabay. Hamitasek b'tzorchei tzibur. He keeps things clean, makes sure the right aliyot are done. Kohanim get up there, but the shliach tzibur should not be the one who is. So if there's a chazan who also takes over the duties of being a shliach tzibur, so maybe he became now the gabay who even handles the yerida l'shliach tevas. He's also as a chazan ashatz, but certainly the word chazan does not come from chazanim zainin naroyim, as they say, the people who want to sing all the time. But rather, it was always the question: why aren't they called naroyim zainin chazanim instead of chazanim zainin naroyim? But then, of course, they would be nazachim. giving Avner a tough time today.
But with us, the Shas says it. He says the whole of
continues Tosfos, as our Saba Jasha said, continues Tosfos, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it was Davke B'Yemehem. Of course, in many places, it's still Ki Yemehem. But nowadays, he says that we have that whole tefillah. Then you can say the word Kohanim. So if you say the word Kohanim already, no, even in Eretz Yisrael, or even in places where they were, where they were maskir, as in most places where they did Birkat Kohanim in Chutz Laretz as well. So, nonetheless, the minig was to introduce it with this pasuk. So then when you get to this tefillah, when you get to the word kohanim, and hey, I'm kedosh shevach elmon, so you've already done the kriyas, you're mechaven in that kohanim to be korei. That way you would say both things, because then it's certainly not a hefsek, and at the same time it serves as a kriya.
Used the chazan this morning, I wish you had seen before. And the other Kohen didn't notice that I was also a Kohen, so he started, and it was a bracha. Then I was afraid...
Without Kriya.
Mm-hmm. And I was afraid that if they would call, they would make him go over, he would be...
He would do a bracha without Tala.
So I just jumped in with my bracha also. Well, how did they do?
You didn't say a bracha, you said you were Yotzim his bracha.
I didn't wait for someone to say Kohanim, I right away jumped in to follow him with a bracha.
Oh, you think somebody would have said Kohanim?
Somebody was like starting to get ready, but he was already Baruch HaShem Lekeinu, and he was being thrown off.
I think what you did sounds like the correct judgment.
For you could have used the Chazan.
Okay. Speaking of which, the correct Nusach, Davidel, is Yevah, is the important thing. The stress on the vase in Yevah Rechva. We have a constant issue about Mila Els and Mila Raz and the tefillah. There's another one also.
Oh, really?
Yesterday, but I went to see after the shiur. So.
That's your Hora. I can always stop.
Rabbi Posen.
Right.
Yeah. The Sidurim are very careful about that. That, you know, there's always a metag by the Tama to make sure you don't make confusing things. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, ha'over lifnei ha'teiva, tzarich l'sarev. If you're going to be, and you know you're going to be, but they come to you and they say, will you daven? No. So that's sarbanut. And if not, yimeinu l'sarev domenu tafshir she'en bo melach. You know, you may be doing your job, but I don't know. It's unsalted. It doesn't have any real flavor. On the other hand, in Misarev Yoter Midah, you know, you get these guys who they won't sing until they spend 15 minutes with an egg in their throat and honey and so on and so forth. That's already Domela Tafshir Shigdicha Tomela. That's like putting in too much salt into your tafshir. No longer is really edible.
What about the guy who asks to that?
No, he's okay. That's his job. Oh, he's bad news. Oh, he's been really bad news.
He has a problem with your sights and whatnot.
That's something else. Yeah, there it's because of a chiyuv. A chiyuv, it's already not a chisaron to be mevakish. That's what we say. Is a chiyuv. Ketzad also, what's the correct formality in these circumstances? The primary shonai yisarev. Nah, who am I to doubt it? The Shnia Mehav Hev, the lesson of Yerushalmi is Na'am Eim. It's like, maybe could be.
Moderate.
Shlishit Poshet Et Raglavi Oreh. The third time, get up and get down there and get to work. Turn her up on it. Shlosha Ruban Kasher Mutan Yafeh. There's three things which a little bit is just right and too much is no good. Ve'elohein, Tzor. Obviously, you put in too much sourdough and you ruin the Yisa. Melach, the sarvanut. It's got to be balanced. Exactly. Oh, Miravuna, ta'a b'shalosh arishonot chozer l'rosh. If you made a mistake, and now we're replacing you, or you dropped the bracha, according to Rashi, so you just got confused, and Slach learns, it's a continuation of that other sugya. You start again, and the person who's taking your place does not start, let's say, after Magen Avraham Atagibor. It goes back to the beginning of Avot. It starts Shmon Esrei over again. Because the first three brachot are interlinked and is viewed as one long bracha. Be'emtsayot. On the other hand, if you make a mistake in the middle brachot, don't go back all the way to the beginning, you go to the beginning of the middle brachot. And you start with Atachonin. Be'achronot, chozer la'avodah. And if you made a mistake in any of the final three brachot, starting after Shomei Tefillah, you go back to Ritzei, to the beginning of the Baruch of Avodah.
This is the Yochid on this follow? We don't know.
No. Certainly not yet. Okay. There's no Nafkamina that we see. Ravasi Amar, Emtsaiyot Ein Lehem Seder. Now, Rashi learns Emtsaiyot Ein Lehem Seder means that you can say the bracha that you missed wherever you are. In other words, you don't have to go back at all and to continue on Al Pi HaSeder. Tosfos points out from the Gemara that we had earlier that that can't be true, because the Gemara compared earlier the Kriyat HaMegillah to Tefillah. You know, but there certainly had to go Chozer L'Mokom Shita'a, and from there on you have to read. Is it the same thing with Tefillah? So how could that be? Why didn't we ask from there? And in fact, as we'll see, the next piece, which is the Tiyufta that we're asking, seems to be ignoring Rashi's pshat, because it says over here, Mati Rav Sheshet, Mehechan Hu Chozer, Mitchilat HaBracha Shita'a Zeh. Where does he go back to? To the beginning of the bracha that the other one was toy in. Tiyufta de Rav Huna, which is a problem in Rav Huna. Now actually, according to Rashi, it's also a problem in Rav Yossi, because as Rashi points out, Umimela mishtameya de gomer mimena vahala. You have to continue to keep reading. Which is, according to Rashi, the opposite of what Rav Asi says. So indeed, the Rav Kivager brings here that apparently there was another girsa, which he quotes from other Gemaras, in which here it said Tiyufta de Rav Asi, and we accepted that Tiyufta, then we said Lema to have a Tiyufta de Rav Huna also. Because since it says that you go back to the Bracha, Mashvat, you don't go back to Atachonim, so it's also obviously Tiyufta de Rav Huna, but it was a Tiyufta de Rav Asi as well. However, as Tosis points out, if we learn, not like Rashi, and we say that the only machlokas Rav Asi and Rav Huna is in terms of whether you have to go back to Atachonim, and or whether you could begin wherever it was that the mistake was, but of course you'd have to go on in order from them. Elam Seder would simply mean it's not all one bracha from beginning to end. So then it makes perfectly good sense. I mean, we're not asking anything at all on Rav Asi. We're only asking on Rav Huna. And then we have the gear set, it's Bifaneno, and everything falls into place. Omelach Rav Huna, and Rav Huna answers that no, actually it's not a problem, because when it says Chozer L'Rosh HaBracha, it means the middle bracha, which begins with Atachonim, because it's all one bracha, in the same way that we viewed the Shalosh Rishonot, or the Shalosh Achronot, as being one bracha. So Emtzaiyot Kulu Chada Birchat Aninu, as Tosis points out, this is a far-fetched answer. We're not interested in far-fetched answers. That's why we don't pass like Rav Huna, and we pass like Rav Asi, besides which we find Rav Huna quoting Rav Asi as his Rebbe, and therefore we're not going to pass like the Talmud B'Makom Rabo, and indeed this is what we do. Although in the first three, the last three, a Ta'ut is Chozer to the beginning, so as we know, if you miss out on, let's say, on Gishamim or something, and you're not the kind that says Morid HaTal, you know, so the Chazorah is not back to the beginning of Atah Gibor, it's back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei itself, right? So that, yes. But if you make a mistake in the middle, and again, let's say it wouldn't be She'ilat Gishamim, you wouldn't go back to Atah Chonim. You'd go back to the Bracha of Borech. And that's the psak that we have over here, like Rav Asi, and not like Rav Huna, the way that Tosfos understands, not the way that Rashi understands it. Om Rav Yehuda, lo olam al yishal adam tzrachav, lo b'shalosh rishonot, v'lo b'shalosh acharonot, ela b'emtzaiyot. We have to understand there's also different ambience in the Shmoneh Esrei in its various parts. As we'll see, that we'll define them more clearly. But certainly the first and last brachot are not there for the individual to insert his personal needs. Even though, as Tosis points out, we do find that there are things like the various krovetzim and the, you know, the special things like we'll say for Parashat Zachor, for Parashat Para, and we'll interrupt the Shmoneh Esrei. Although many are against it and many don't, or the Tal, Birchot HaTal, the Minigin Chutz Laretz, is they interrupt the Shmoneh Esrei instead of saying it before. Tosfos learns that this halach is only set for Yachid, not for the Tzibur, and that elements that are Nogea, the Tzibur as a whole, is part of the Shevach Lamokom, so to speak, in the Hodah, both in Hodah and in the original Brachas, the first three Avos and Vureis. Not everybody agrees. There are many Tehillas that are mocked, but not to insert anything, even in Yonim that are Nogea, various Shiras V'tish Brachos, and view the insertions of Chazal that we have for Shema, for Shasarat Yimei Teshuvah, as being things that are specifically part of the Brachos, that Gvurot in terms of the general gvurot, is certainly part of din, therefore we include the element of din and so on.
Do we have to redefine what
shabbos is? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh
Bigvurot. To consider that Tzarei Zibur is part of Shevach or is part of Hodah, we have to slightly redefine what Shevach and Hodah are?
No, not necessarily. Because he says the limitation isn't on its Zibur.
You're saying that's part of Shevach.
Yeah, because he says the Iker is, I mean, if we're talking about Sim Shalom and things like that, and in a sense you could say those are Bakashot, you know. Bring peace. I mean, that's about. But it's a bakashat that is so universal that only universal bakashot are part of that concept of sheva. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's overall hanhaga is itself viewed as a sheva. Hanhaga, that's makefet, so to speak, supposed to the direct momentary needs. And in fact, Chazal give us a sense of the ambience. The Omer Rabbi Chanina Rishonot Domot. The first brachot, you want to be careful not to mention needs. Because what you're doing is, it's similar to an eved who's coming and he's, or in modern terms, you know, in the Dilbert terms, you know, he's coming to get a raise. And he's coming to get a raise, you know, and the first thing he does, he talks about how great it is working here. And he's never had a boss like this in his life. And you know, I mean, who am I to even ask for a raise? But, you know, then he starts the Shalosh Achroina, then Shalosh Emtsoyos. So over there he's Domelevich Mevakesh Prasbirabo, and the Achronot Domelevich Kibel Prasbirabo, and that's his Hoda'an. You know, I mean, just for considering this boss, I mean, this is just wonderful that I was able to get in and talk to you about this like this. And I'm really happy that you're going to think about it carefully, and I'll come back tomorrow and find out what you're going to say. So, it's basically something that we can certainly relate to.
That sounds like it's better than the way many are knowing to say in Elokai Yitzur at the end.
This is an interesting question. And you know, what David is raising, the way that it's saying over here, Mevakesh Pras Mirab, is mashmah any of the tzrachim that you have, you should be Mevakesh. And not wait until Elokai Yitzur. And it's interesting, there's various approaches among the poskim. Some learn that the emtsayot, where it says that he's mevakish tzrachav, is indeed unique in tzrachav. In other words, things that are general and are not something that you need specifically now. Let's say to add a tefillah in Rifa'enu that you should not get sick. It says, v'yolom yispal olam shelo yechala, not that you should get better. Once he's sick, it's harder to get better. It's better to be. But that's not an immediate tzorah. If it's an overall tzorah, that should wait until after the tefillah. No, on the contrary, the idea over here is only that you need to be effective, efficient, and clear-cut. Mashenkin, when you get to after the tefillah, then you could say afilu keseder yom kippurim, yiddish yom kippurim, and there's no hakpada. So it's not 100% clear.
But it takes also the seder to be able to be moda afterwards on having.
Yeah, that's also
you miss out on that.
True. Tana Rabbanan Ma'aseh B'Talmid Echad She'arad Lifnei HaTeiva B'Fnei Rabbi Eliezer. They once had a guy that went to pray for the Tzibur in Rabbi Eliezer's Beit HaMidrash. The guy was one of these really schleppy chazans. Amrlo Talmidav. So the Talmidim were complaining to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbeinu Kama Archanu said, this guy's impossible. Omarlam, look, I mean, you think this is bad? Klum Marich Yoter Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. He spent 40 Yom v'40 Laila. Consider yourself lucky.
But he was alone.
Actually,
he was
not. There's like 100,000 waiting, and they couldn't wait.
All right. So anyway, then they left the Ramban. They moved over to Menachem Tzion, where they had a Talmud Echad Shiyar Lifnei Ateva Lifnei Reb Eliezer and the Katzer Yoter Mi Dai. He was like really fast. Amrula Tamidav, oi, kama katsranu zeh. I don't know what's with this guy. Amrula, what? I mean, certainly not faster than Moshe. I mean, kumma katsriya termi Moshe Rabbeinu. Dikhtiv el na, refan na la, fastest tefillah in history. There you go. So, certainly, you know, there's room for different approaches in life. Take a look at Moshe Rabbeinu. You got both of them.
Isn't the
new road
better?
Amr Yaakov, Amr Chisra, kolam evakesh rachamim al chaviro, in tzarich laskir shemo. You'll notice that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say to please give a refuah shleima to Miriam bat Yocheved. No, he just said, Gel na refuah na Allah. Mashman, you do not need the whole shleppy, you know, saying the name of the cholah and everything, get it absolutely straight. Veloka medakir shema de Miriam, he doesn't mention Miriam's name. Now this would be terrific, except for the fact that the achronim bring that this is only if you're in front of the chayla. So because he can say laws if you're pointing, because he's standing right in front of her. But if you're not pointing, so then you got a problem. Who are you talking about? So then you have to mention the name. Well, so which the Chassad Sefer has in one of his drushes, that's why it's better to be mevaker. The Gemara says, if you're mevaker, chayla, so then it's like you were matzil zefesh. If you're not mevaker, Rich, now the market, so you're responsible for his death, chas v'shalom. So he said, well, I mean, you could always be misspelled for him elsewhere. No, because elsewhere you'll have to be masker at Shemo. And once you're masker at Shemo, then you may order a dinim on him. He said, oh, let's see this guy, hold on a minute, you're giving us all the details, let's pull out the file. Masha Enkein, if you're in front of the person, if you're masker at Shemo, and someone, man, that's just a chayla, here he is, a chayla, help the chayla. So then you're not my
eruditee. You should be a misfollower of the other cholim.
So it's better if you go visit him. The whole the chiyuv of biker cholim is to give him a broch and a tefillah. You have to just have a full shleima. So that's in front of him. There you don't have to be masker ashamed. That's more effective.
So where you're saying it in Sibur, because you have a lot of names, then you can say the names because
now, too many names. I got to tell you something. That the brachas of the Mishaberach and so on were not meant for the internet age.
Not meant for the
internet age. In other words, no one was ever koveyat to say Mishaberachs on the entire world. A shul is meant to be a place in which that particular kehila is related to the people that you're going to be mevarach. It's very doubtful that there's even any benefit at all to be gained for being mispowered for a person who is a name on an internet list and who has absolutely no meaning to you, as we'll see later on from the sugya today, in understanding the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, so that bechlal the whole thing is, besides being a ridiculous tirchon tzibur, it makes a joke of the whole process, because we're not supposed to be taking the whole earth on at one time. I mean, if you do that, you know.
So
yeah, you end up like spending 90% of your day on the phone.
Yeah.
Yes. The remaining 10% on the email, which leaves you lots of time to take care of your life.
Is that for the kila, or if somebody?
Sure, for somebody, someone in the kila that people know, people care about.
It. Or family.
Okay, they care about that person because through them. But not stama, name the alma, you're being mispalo for everybody. All of your tefillah is for the tzibur. So in being maskir, that individual, all you're doing is being ma'ir dinim. You're certainly not ma'ir rachamim because there's no feeling of rachamim. So you say, you're saying upstairs, hey look, everybody's interested in this guy. How come he's coming up all over the place? Gotta be somebody stuck him on the internet. Let's take a look. Yes.
So the new nuance in the internet is to give some background so in order that not just be a name.
It doesn't matter. It's like a novel. It's not a person on Yom Shachar. Unless it's an individual, it's the Geir Kolatzibur Kulay, God'll be Yisroel, whatever it is. But I mean, you know, the world is full of suffering. When you take on, you're going to be Atlas. When are you going to shrug?
I don't remember the lashon when the Chazal of the rabbin to.
It's because people relate to it. They see you. They see your tzara. You're talking about the tree that you should hang something on that people should know, or the mitzvah called Tamei Tamei Yikra. People have a response to an individual, but not to a name. You know, it's not the story. So, I don't know, I find it a big...
I watch Rabbi cringe every time.
Yeah, it drives me crazy.
Well, often they put down on the you're standing there, and they say, Nari Palel Abur Kata Wa Kata. You don't even...
I've got two emails this month.
No, that's not
email. That's my neighborhood. We're not talking... That's his neighborhood. We're talking about regular people.
No, but the show on the Bima, Mustam, it's someone in the community.
No, they print it up and they send it around. It's part of this whole mechanical business. you know, in which the number of tefillahs count lamala, you know, you say it the right way and the right tehillim and the right, it's all mechanical. It's a disaster.
And then there's no reason to be that there isn't some kind of benefit there.
There's probably more downside than upside, really. What?
And they never
take it
back. They
never
know
if
the guy died.
That's also true.
That's,
that itself is a raya that it's so right. Not nagir. You have no idea. Is he better? Is he dead? I'm surprised. It's not funny. Many times you find out you're saying a mishmer for somebody who's been in the grave for 3 years. Because by the time the email circulated, it's
but if somebody you know in the super doesn't for Yaki, you should say okay. You know that friend.
Fine. But you can't expect a seaboard to be mispowerful.
There were some Ethiopians that got the notice to fast from where they missed her, but he didn't get the notice of what happened.
So this. So they keep Tanitas there, but not Purim. That's cute. Tana Rabbana.
Somebody tell him yet?
Elu Brachot. Elu Brachot Sha'adam Shochebehim. The following are the brachot in which a person bends over for them. You have avot, tchila v'sof, to the beginning of the brachat avot, and then magen, and then the last part, the closing, brachat Hashem magen avraham. Bohoda'at tchila v'sof, modim, and then lechana el hodot. Now, we'll see later on that there's grounds for viewing this as a mistake in Girsa. And then it may just say Bahoda, it may not say Tchila Vesof. We'll see if there's machlokas later on. V'imba lashuach esof kol bracha o bracha u'betchila kol bracha o bracha melamdim oto shelo yishche. Somebody who wants to bow at each bracha, either the beginning or the end, is to be taught that it's the wrong thing to do. And Tosfos says, what's wrong with it? I mean, you can't do anything wrong, can you? And he said, look, if everybody's going to be machmir to do things the way he wants, we might as well throw out all of the concept of takana chachamim. We cannot have a world in which people decide to be machmir according to their gut feelings.
What are we going
to
do now?
Yeah, this is a disaster. So, thank heavens, the Olam is noyeg like the second teretz of Taisvus, which the reason that we don't allow you to do this is because chashinan leyuara. And since today we're all such anovim, there's certainly no chashash of yuara anymore. Especially if everybody's being machmer, I mean, even that schnook can be machmer, for sure I can be machmer, right? And therefore there's no chash of yura today at all.
Remember my hat? Machmer stuff you didn't even hear about?
Is there a reason we have it? We're calling it shocham?
Sorry?
Instead of
yes. I will discuss that
Isn't
in a moment.
Is that the same word that Yaakov went out to the field, Lashuach, to pray?
Lashuach.
Lashuach.
Yeah. No, that's this not Yaakov. It's not Yaakov, it's Yitzchak.
Yitzchak.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about all of that soon, coincidentally.
This
even
is,
that.
This is a Shin Sin.
No connection. Shin Sin.
And there is no connection.
Huh?
And there is no connection.
Not here. Om Rebbe Shimon Ben Fazi, Om Rebbe Shimon Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. What we just said about when to be shochet is hedyot. That's Kamo Shemarnu, a normal guy. If he's a Kohen Gadol, then he should also, because he is greater, he should be manhigatzmon, a greater hachna'ah. And of course, bending is a sign of hachna'ah. So he should be shochet besof kol bracha bracha. V'hamelech techilat kol bracha bracha. Viso, kol bracha o bracha. King, who has a tendency to take himself seriously, has to take extra special care to be machnia himself, and therefore he, in fact, does every bracha beginning and end. You can see why it might be a little bit yuara to be shoche in the beginning and the end, you know, king of the Jews and so on. Omer Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, v'didi mefarshali minei de Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, the way that I got it, was like this, Hed Yod Kamo Shamarnu, Kohen Gadol is both Tchilat Kol Bracha V'Bracha and Sof Kol Bracha V'Bracha, the Gra changes the years, but it's clear that that's what it needs to say. And HaMelech Yivan Shikara Shuv Eino Zokef. The king starts Bikriya and never gets up. Sheneemar V'Hikichlot B'Shlomo Lehitchalel, only after the entire Tvila, it says that Kol HaTvila V'Tchina Hazot, Then it says, "Kam lifnei mizbach Hashem mikroa al birkatz." In other words, until he finished kol ha'tvila, he wasn't kam mikroa al birkatz. We're getting to Tana Rabbana. The lashon of kida means al apayin. That means to bend over at your waist and touch the ground, like vatikod batsheva apayim aretz. Kriya al birkayim. When we say kriya, it means to get down on your knees. Shenema mikroa al birkav, like we just saw by Shlomo. Hishtachava'a, zo pishut yadayim v'raglayim, shenema avo navo ani v'imach v'achecha, v'imcha v'achecha, lishtachavot lecha arza. So arza means flat out on the ground. Now the shaila is, what are we referring to when we talk about shocheh? So, I mean, we saw before, it's interesting that Al-Pi the Arizal, that people that are knowing Al-Pi the Arizal, are not Korea at all, do not bend their knees, but rather are only Shocheh. And the Sugya before that talks about the difference between being Zokef Yerosh and then being Zokef the rest of your body, when you're being Zokef, is explained, the two stages are explained by first bending your back down and then bending your head. So that the coming up, you keep your head down and only at the end you. But never on your knees at all. If you take a look at the, there are many Teimanim who are knowing that way, that they do no Kriya at all. They get angry if you do Kriya because it's a whatever, however they understand the Arizal, they have their own interpretation. But the others learn that when it comes to modim, and this is, we're about to begin the sigya modim, you'll see where we're medayik it in. So when it comes to modim, you're not korea, you're only shocher, because there's no bracha, and therefore there's no two stages. So you're shocher, but modim netziv learns like that as well. Shocher by modim.
Like we all do by modim rabban.
Yeah. That's the machloket. Indeed, the Ravid understands the sugi to come as a reference to modim derabbana, not to the modim in tefillah, which is the same as anything else. But in any event, what we do, the norm that's done by most people, is like a partial kriya, in which you bend your knees, but not bend them to the ground. And then the ikar is the shechiya.
Why? Why was that decided? It's sort of like a...
You mean if we're going to be Korea, why not be really Korea?
Or not at all. So far, like the
I don't know. It could be. We'll see in a moment that there was a hakpada for a number of reasons not to be mishtachave. And it could be that it comes from that. Let's read the next line. Omra priya bereda ravuna chazinu lala abayev rava de matzli atzluye. I watched abayev rava, and they were careful to be mishtachave on their sides. So they would not be poshet yadayim v'raglayim. They would go on their sides. Now there's different approaches as to why this is true. Some learn it's true because of the chashash of Evan Maskit. Since there's an issur d'oraisa of bowing on a stone floor, we're chashish that people will get used to the idea that even if you have carpet, it's mutter, but we're afraid that people will get used to the idea of ishtachava and end up being over an issur d'oraisa. Therefore, they were marked, but never to do a yishtachava flat out. And so, like on Yom HaKippurim, there's also people are marked, but not to do even when we use those things to be mafsik between your face and the ground in order not to come to be over on Evan Maskit. Nonetheless, they were marked, but never to do it. Others learn it was dafka by Evarava, because as we saw elsewhere, only a great man should not be neufel upon of Barabim. Because if he doesn't get his tefillah answered, he hurts people's emunah and tefillah. They'll say, well, you know, we saw him flat out on the ground begging God for a foolish layman. It didn't help, so it's useless. And therefore, they never really threw themselves into it in order not to, and it says, unless he's muftach, though, that the minashamayim, his tefillah will be accepted. So it could be that the atzluye, this din of atzluye, we're careful not to go all the way, even the Gavi Kriya, which often leads to Shtachavai a person. When he bends, if he's al birkav, he'll put his head down on the ground also, which is already at least it is a drabonon of Evan Maski. It's okay, so we stay away from the whole, that whole type of anhaga. Tani chada, hakorea behoda'a hareza mishupach. And here's where we get into the issue of so one brisa says that someone who is korea, here's a specific korea, is mishupach. V'tanida hareza meguneh. It depends where it is that you're korea. So bitchila you should be korea, but lachana elahodot is a mashma that you're taking for granted. You know, okay, thanks, we got it. You know, so that's meguna. It's being overly obsequious, and it's like you're trying to, it's ingratiating, and it's not pleasant. We don't like that to kind of add it to an interview. Now, from here, it's mashma, and this is the reason that some take out the years before tchila b'sof, because on Amud Aleph, the way we had it is, b'hoda tchila b'sof, and doesn't seem to be even brought over here as a problem. That was a price we had before with the. So some learn over there Bahoda and not the Tchila B'Sof. So that the gears that we had is basically taken and inserted from here, that Rava was Korea Bahoda, Tchila B'Sof. And the Rabbanan asked him, Amaikov in Marhafi, why are you doing this? Isn't it considered to be Meguneh to do Korea Tchila B'Sof? And he said, Amalu, because Chazin Rav Nachman the Kara, because Chazin Rav Shesh is the Kara Vidhaki. If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. Doesn't it say in the Braisa? Tanya Korea Boda Hareza Megune. So he explained to them, Rava, that that's not a reference to Hoda in Shmoneh Esrei. It's a reference to Hoda Sheba Halel, when you're talking about Hodu La Hashem Ki Tov. But there's another Braisa that says both. Akorea Boda Uba Hoda Shel Halel. So in which case the first Hoda was a reference to Tfila Hareza Megune. No, Kitanya Ibo Dodi Birkat Amazon. That's not to be Korean when you say no de lacha Hashem Elokeinu. Okay, so some learn that this is indeed, Netziv learns, this is brought also in the halacha from the name of the Mariel, that when it comes to Modim, not to be Mishtahada. Because specifically, and the Netziv explains it specifically in terms of Modim, because we don't have a Baracha B'Tchila. So if there's no bracha, what do you think, Korea? Others learn in the Rishonim that this whole thing is a discussion of Heida in Chazar Zashat, made in Durabona, not Heida that you're being, and that there's two different issues. The Braita before, indeed, we're not asking, but I was referring to when you're saying the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. This whole discussion was understood to be Modim Durabona, and therefore we don't even refer to what we had before. And that Modim Durabona is like anything else. In the Shmoneh Esrei, you're Korea the way you're normally Korea. Hamitzpalil v'ta'a siman ralo. The person makes a mistake in tefillah, that's a sign that his tefillah is not being accepted. V'im shliach tzibuhu, siman ralo sholchav. If he's a shliach tzibur, then it's a sign for the whole tzibur that their tefillah is not acceptable. V'pnei sheshlucho shel adam kamotov. Amru alav Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They said Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa would say, after davening, which one of the cholim that he's davening for would live, and which ones would die?
So
send
him to the snake.
So they asked Rabbi Chanina, how do you know? Can you imagine asking the Ger Rebbe, how do you know? They would tear you to bits. What do you mean, how do you know?
Who would tear you to bits?
The Hasidim!
Yeah, not the
Gerev. I'm saying, but take a look at the different sense. What is this? Some kind of a charlatan? What do you mean? You know who's going to live, who's going to die? It's crazy. How do you know? Amalem, let's have a Kabbalah. We'll see how this is a Kabbalah. Im shigurat vilati befi yodei anishu mekubal. A person who is mispalal, if he feels the tefillah flowing, then he knows that tefillah is mekubal. So why would they not be makabel the tefillah? Apparently because the din is already chatum on this person.
I hope you didn't tell
it. Well, these kind of self-fulfilling prophecies are very effective.
What does it mean by that? What's the kabbalah?
Ta'at, well,
it's not a mistake.
It would mean that Rashi learns ta'al originally in the beginning of the sugya that he skips a bracha. He actually skips a bracha. Others don't even, as I mentioned earlier, that's, I mean, and, yeah, you were here. That even if he gets mibulbal and he's in the middle of the bracha and he's unable to finish it, he needs to be replaced. Now, when you say that is ta'ah, ahay, what is it referring to? Amar Pyamar of Safra, Mishumchad Beirab, Beivabi, a quote now, somebody in Rebbe's Beis HaMedrash is saying, this is only in the bracha of Avot. That's where the ta'ah is a simin ralo. Whereas others say that was never said on our Mishnah. It's referring to something entirely different. That was on the Brice, Hamit Pavel Tzarif Shechavenet Libo Bekulan. Halachas, you have to bechaven everything. Vimeri Yochon. Lechaven Bekulam Yechavenet Libo Beachat. At least have kavanah for one of the brachas of Shmona Esra. So Amra Pi, Amra of Safra, Mishumchad Debei Rabbi, which one? The Avot. That's really referring to, but the Tohut isn't any bracha, it's a Simin Ralo. A person's being mispalled for Parnasa and can't get through the bracha for Parnasa, something's funny. Amrualat, by the way, this, again, I mean, here's a good place to mention once again the famous Rambam that is not Bechalik in Tefillah, even though Lamaisa in the Mor Nevuchim is Bechalik. And the Rav Chaim, the famous Rav Chaim, which is one of his most brilliant pieces, which is that there are two separate halachas of Kavana. One is the definition of the act of tefillah, which is that a person is eimei b'fnei hamakom, without which it isn't tefillah. That's what tefillah is. So it doesn't matter how much you're mechaving for the meaning of the words. If you're not aware of the fact that you're standing b'fnei hashchina, you're talking to the wall. Talking to the wall or talking to yourself is not tefillah by definition. So it has, that is not really a question of the kavanas hamilot. It's a question of davening. Are you or are you not davening? So obviously, if you're not standing in front of the Lord when you're saying any bracha, then that wasn't davening. It's like a mitas sek bi'alma.
That's why they have davening in that
Talmud. Well, they try.
Presumably.
You know, presumably. So, Mashen came when it comes to the Kavanah of the Milim, per se, that's what the Gemara is referring to. It should be Mechavim. The words, okay, if you can't be Mechavim, the words in Old Tefillah, at least be Mechavim in Avot. Tosus asks over here, what about the Gemara earlier that we had, that said, La'olam yamud adam atzmo, first it should always seem, Yachol ha'chaven yitpalel, v'imlav, lo yitpalel. So Tosus says, maybe the way to understand that is that it means in terms of Avot only. Obviously, according to Reb Chaim Stratton Rambam, it's not a question. Yamud atzmo is to know that you're Aoyme b'bnei Hashchina. And in Achinam, you have a chuyev to concentrate entirely on the meaning of each word. Whereas others taina against that approach of the Rambam is that it's not human to be aware of Amida b'fnei Hashchina through the entire Shemoneh Esrei. It must be the ha'emed l'itpalel. In other words, if you're standing up to pray, then that defines what you're doing. It's sort of kol mashen yoyzah yom b'shem matzah mitzvah kind of thing, you know. So if you stand up in front of the Shechina, then okay, then minastam, what you're doing is being done as defined initially. So Adarabah wouldn't be ma'akev even in Avot. Indeed, the Chazon Ish says, in the classic Chazon Ish fashion, that there's some dim level of awareness. And by the very fact that a person is standing up there muttering, there's got to be some dim awareness that what he's doing is davening. And that awareness is itself the equivalent for this poor man's unconscious consciousness to be considered Amida b'fnei Hashchina. I mean, listen, you know, every Yitzur has its level of Amida b'fnei Hashchina. So, he time is not just the opposite. That certainly there's no akpada. That minastam, that's what a person is doing. Actually. Of course, he used to go to Minyan, the Brisker Rav didn't. So, you know, that would explain it. He believed there were Minyanim. Beskarov didn't believe there were minyanim. There's nobody to be mechaved anyway. So
what does that mean, that Beskarov didn't believe there were minyanim?
I mean, nobody knows why, but he would only go for Kriyat HaTorah. He wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah. So the Deitaina, I mean, that's sort of maybe cynics that say it, but since, according to the Reb Chaim, nobody could possibly be davening anyway there, so what's the point of going to Minyan where everybody is mitasek and doing something else? You don't have a son, they'd follow him anyways. All right. Omru Alava. Well, I mean, these are all, you know, the Apocrypha. Omru Alava Rabbi Chanina. Minani Mili. How does a person. It sounds like a bunch of superstition. I mean, what do you mean? If the tefillah shigura b'fivah, I mean, you know, kids do that kind of thing. I mean, you can't come to that kind of conclusion on your own. What's the source for their big nafkamina of how well you daven, how well you feel the davening flowing to any kind of real phenomena in terms of the Kabbalah of your tefillah? Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, it's a pasuk. It says, Borei niv svatayim, shalom shalom l'rachok v'lakarov. In which case we see that the niv svatayim that is bari, in other words, where there's a sense of briyut in the movement of your lips, it's a simen to shalom shalom l'rachok v'lekarov. By the way, once we bring up the pasuk l'rachok v'lekarov, you'll notice that it first says l'rachok and then says l'karov, right? So Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Avraham Rabbi Yochanan, kol anaviim kulam. לא נתנבו אלא למעשי ביתו למתלמיד חכם, הוא לא עושה פרגמטיה לתלמיד חכם, הוא לא מהנה תלמיד חכמים מנכסיו. The great neviut that we have about the end of days and the glory of those times is said only to people who in their lifetime in Olam Hazeh had connection to Talmidei Chachamim. Maybe they married off their daughter to a Talmud Chacham. They went into business with a Talmud Chacham, or they supported a Talmud Chacham. For Talmidei Chachamim Atzmam, Ayin lo ra'ata lo im zolotecha yaseh lemechakeh lo, that there's no possible neviut about such a thing because it's beyond human conception. V'amr p'chia bar'av, v'amr b'yochanan. Furthermore, kol ha'neviim, we're getting to the reason we're bringing this in. Kol ha'neviim kulan lo nitnabu lo imot ha'mashiach. All of the great visions that we talk about in the Navi is only a vision of the days of the Mashiach. Aval lo'olam haba, ayin lo ra'ata lo im zolotecha. There's no neviut at all about things that are outside of a human frame of reference. Upligit et Shmuel is definitely argues on Shmuel because Shmuel holds that ein beino olam hazeh l'imot ha'mashiach ala she'ibud malchiyut bilvad. Anything that is magical in the Navi, it couldn't possibly be a reference to Imot HaMashiach, because the Imot HaMashiach doesn't have any magical behavior. It's the same as life today, other than there's political independence. Shenema ki lo yechdal avyon mikerav haaretz. There still will be plenty of need for tzedakah organizations and so on, which you would think, if it's a utopia, I mean, how would there be poor? So clearly, it's not a utopia, and therefore the things that the Nevi'im are referring to are must be of Olam Haba. The Mais is the Rambam explains it, where he paskins like Shmuel, the name Bang, but the Inyanim and the Navi are metaphorical. So in other words, the Gar Ze'ev im Keves is that nations that were previously at war will be able to sit down at the UN together and so on. But it doesn't mean any violation of Minhago Shel Olam.
Still at war?
But no. That's the thing, Shibud Malchiyot. In other words, all that's involved in Shibud Malchiyot.
For the Jews?
No. I mean, it's Pax Israel. And Pligidish, what we said.
Shibud Malchiyot means only for us.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously it means that there's a shlita over the Eilam, so I mean, we're certainly not going to lie. What are they warning about?
Shlita, or just a recognition of the God?
No, Shibud Malchus means that the Malchus in the Eilam is Shalom, of course. That's what Malchus HaMashiach, that's what Rambam Paskins. V'yom Rabchia Bar Avam Rabbi Yochanan Kol HaNaviim Kulon Lo Nitnabu Elo Leba'alei Teshuvah Havot Tzadikim Gemurim Ayin Lo Ra'ata Elohim Zevatecha. Furthermore, what we see in the Navi is only for Balei Tshuva, but for a Talmud Chacham, it's beyond human, I mean, for Tzadik Gomer, it's beyond human conception. Well, and here is where we get to our circuit. Upligid Rabbi Avu, The Omer Rabbi Avu, Makom Sheba Alei Teshuvah Omdim, Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Omdim. This clearly is not like Rabbi Avu, because Rabbi Avu says on the contrary, the darg of a Baal Teshuva is greater than the darg of a Tzadik. Shenemar Shalom Shalom LaRachok VaLaKarov. First LaRachok, then LaKarov. So clearly the Rachok is closer in the end than the one who was Karov originally. And you don't say Shalom to him as quickly. So you see, therefore, that to say it in the way you said it must be wrong. How is Rabbi Yochanan going to explain the Pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Lecha, when it says Rachok, it means someone who is Rachok Midvar Avera Meikara. In other words, he was a Tzadik Gomer. La Rachok, meaning La Rachok from the Ra. And Le Karov is someone who was Karov Ledvar Avera, because it was originally a Rasha. And then Nitrachek Vimenu, now he did Teshuvah. So he comes last in the way I have the world arranged for me. And hashta my ayin. So in this fragment of hashta, sorry, my ayin lo ra'atam, when it talks about what the eye cannot perceive in human terms, what would that be? And as is appropriate for Parsha Shmini, Omri Yeshua ben Levi ze yayin hameshumar behanavav misheshet yimei bereshit. This refers to the real stuff. I mean, you thought a 100-year-old barrel was worth $20,000 a bottle. Oh, man. Imagine if you set it aside back in Gan Eden, you know, and then you get it at the end of my separations. Now, that's something.
And it's by Navo instead of
by Navo.
Right. It's in its own grape stuff.
Yeah. And Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Omer, Ze Eden. Shloshalta ba'in ko birya. There never was an ayin that had seen Eden. And you're going to say, well, anyway, wait a minute. Wait. So, I mean, you're going to say, well, what about Admarishan? I mean, it means it was already seen. So it's got to be part of human comprehension. So the Shema Tomar, Adam HaRishon Echanaya, well, you claim nobody ever saw it. How about Adam HaRishon? No, sir. Adam HaRishon was not in Eden. Adam HaRishon was in the Gan. Which is in Eden, but that's... Maybe Otayna said the same thing, isn't it? Who Gan, who Eden? No, Tam Loma, V'nahar Yotzei Mi'Eden, Lashkot Et HaGan. So obviously, it's a secondary Hashpah of Eden is to have the Gan. Gan L'chud, V'Eden L'chud. Tana Rabbonan...
Garden around the house. He was in the house. He was in the garden outside.
Or maybe
Eden does. Mm, no, not good.
The mansion has a garden.
No.
The mansion.
No. Yeah. Not a good mushroom.
I don't understand the Gemara that says for the Levim or the Bisnava, but for the Tzadikim,
There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Ayin lo ra'ata, Elohim zelotecha, ya'aseh lo mechakeh lo. So if Ayin lo ra'ata, how could the Ayin of Nevuah be ra'ah? So clearly they can't be talking about that. There must be two levels in what they're talking about. So all of the eschatological Nevi'ahs can't be a violation of Ayin lo ra'ata. So we're trying to explain. So what is that aspect of the Nevi'im, and what is the other aspect? Okay, so we're saying different pshatim. Mesi bitola Talmud Chacham versus Talmud Chacham. Baal Teshuva versus Tzaddik, or Tzaddik versus Baal Teshuva. So
you're saying the Nevuah doesn't apply to the Tzaddikim?
We never attempted to explain what would be an Olam Haba for Tzaddikim. We only spoke about the great world that would be created for Baal Teshuva, if that's the way you remember.
And the Olam Haba, that's the Tzaddikim?
We can't talk about that. I'm saying we don't have a vision of that. Whatever it is. Tana Rabbanan, Maaser Shechala, there's all types of Kabbalistic elements, obviously, in Yayin HaMishum Rabban, which is made voracious, is connected to Chochma Bina Vadas, which is not normally Nizgala. In the world, we have Anogas HaMishpat, in the words of the Ramchal, which is connected, you know, the lower Sheva Sviras, these are the upper Sviras, you know, that's the old 770, connected Das, or Chamor Shein Vadas, that's why they call it Chabad, connected Chochma Bina Vadas, you know, those things. Tana Rabbanan, Maaser Shechala Benoshe Rabbi Gamliel. So once Rabbi Gamliel's son got sick, Shiger Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Etzur Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, Levakesh Alav Rachamim. So he sent two Talmidei Chachamim to Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. Kivan Shera'ah Otam, Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa noticed them coming, and he didn't want to be Machzik Tzeivah himself. So he immediately ran up to his Aliyah, like Gamliel, Alala Aliyah, Levakesh Alav Rachamim, Here you go. So he came down and they had already arrived. And he said to them, don't worry about it, you don't need it. Lechu, shechalatzato chama, the fever broke. Omrlo, what is this? And again, just imagine Bizman Hazeh, the guy comes into the Chasidish Rebbe, you understand, you come into the Baba, any Baba. He tells you, don't worry, the fever broke. Ah, Baruch Hashem, the fever broke. That's all you need to do is to say to him, how do you know? What are you, a Novi? It's unbelievable. The difference in the non-magical thinking and the clarity of, well, what kind of business is this you're telling us from over here? We know you're no Navi. And Rebbe Chanina answered, no, lo Navi Anochi, lo Ben Navi Anochi, I have a Kabbalah. Kach mekublani, im shigurat vilati befi yodeani shu mekubal, im lav yodeani shu meturaf. Even atkede kach, that this Kabbalah is meant to be something, that's not there specifically Rebbe Chanina Mendoza. It's true about everybody. So you find in the Chassidish Svarim, that even though a person's tefillah is shagura, he shouldn't start mechanizing the process. He shouldn't believe that therefore now everything is good, because that already borders on iyun tefillah and so on. You have to be careful with this type of anarga as well, but it's not something that's unique to Rebbe Chanina Mendoza. So Yashvu v'katvu v'kivnu tasha, they wrote down the exact time of the day that he had come down and said chalatzato chama. And then they went back to Rabbi Gamliel. Kishibau etzer Rabbi Gamliel amarlem, avodah, I can't believe it. Lo chasartem lo tartem. You know what? You got it exactly on the dot. Kacha yamase. It was exactly at 5:07 that he woke up from his coma and he asked for water. The classic TV picture. At which the fever breaks, right?
So these Chassidim didn't actually believe that they weren't Chassidim.
They were definitely not. Can you imagine writing down? But this is, I mean, it's terrible. The cynicism, my goodness. Anyway, so they wanted to test it out. You know. Mele, he got better, but we want to see whether it's okay. And sure enough, he woke up and he asked for water to drink. And he was by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chala b'nosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. His son got sick, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Omar lo, chanina v'ni. B'keshal avrachamim. Please daven for my son. V'yichyeh. And that way I know he'll live. Yiniach rosho ben birka. V'keshal avrachamim. V'chaya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Oh, unbelievable. Imala yitiach ben Zakkai rosho ben birka. V'kal yom kulo lo ayu mashkichin alav. If this Ben Zakkai idiot has put his head between his knees all day, nobody would have paid any attention to him. It's a good thing that Chanina's around. Amralo Ishto, what? I mean, I thought Chanina was the Talmud, and you're the big Gadol. I mean, Chanina Gadol Mimcha. Oh, my Allah. No, that's not the point. Elohu domeke Eved lifnei HaMelech. Vani domeke Sar lifnei HaMelech. You know, he's like the valet. You know, you want something to get done, you go to the valet. You know, you're going to see him right away in the morning. Do me a favor, put in a good word for me. But the sar has an appointment, there's got to be a cabinet meeting and so on. How's he going to get a chance to put in a good word? So you want for Chanina to be available. It's a whole different approach to tefillah. This we spoke about earlier, I was putting in the context of Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, because we know from the Neil it says v'chiven p'tchin le'valitei, he had the windows in his aliyah neged Yerushalayim, although the part neged Yerushalayim, remember, we had before that those were two separate issues according to many reports. Chalonot one thing, neged Yerushalayim is a din bechlal and kivon the tefillah. Amar Rav Kana chatzif alay man de matzli bebikta. I consider a person who davens in the open to be a mechutzav. Now, as was raised earlier here, what about Yitzchak Avinu? It says, "Vayetze Yitzchak l'suach basoneh." I thought you were going to talk about it. The Tosfos raises this question. I mean, Yitzchak was metaken mincha, and he did a dafka outside. So, first of all, Tosfos says, "No, it's not a kashim." That was referring to Har Moriah. If we say Loki Yitzchak shikoro har sodeh, so clearly it's a reference to the Beit Hamikdash. And then he said, also another pshat is, Bika always is a reference to place where people are going through. It means in the open. So to speak, as if you know, the rest of the world could disappear. That's a mechutzaf. It's not the chatzifalai the way that others understand it. Rashi understands it. If he's in a mokam tsanua, meaning that's covered over, and he feels more of the emat hashchina. Whereas if, you know, if he's wide open and the world beckons, then there's not the same sense of kni'a. But those who don't, mokam tsanua is the sense of tsanua from other people.
So that there's
no problem of that's not called biktar, according to Tosfos. Maybe one of his two roots.
So you shouldn't down on the edge of the turnpike before going up.
Yeah, boy. There's a lot of reasons. Not.
Minyan this way?
Yeah, you're out to discover America, right? Mm. So, furthermore, said Rav Kana, Chatzif alay mandim afayr shchate. Somebody who mentions his chet barabim. Because it's ashrei nesui peshak, nesui chata, and this is the way we pass him, Rambam passes, and it's mechalik between a chet that's ben adam b'chavero, where on the contrary, it's a tikkun for to apologize publicly. It's like chutzpah, you know, I'll mention the fact that I trample over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I said, don't mention it. Ashrei nesui peshak, nesui chata, it's better to be, the chet is covered. Hadron aloch ein on dim. Ketzad mevorchin al aperot. Al aperot ha'ilan omer, borei pri ha'etz. And because Barnea knew we were coming to this Mishnah, he brought along the Shiva minim. No?
Wow.
Tomorrow.